The whole point of the Little Drummer Boy was everyone else is bringing bullshit gifts to just give Jesus, mm-hmm. and he has nothing. And so what he does is he performs for him. It's an act of service. And then that's what makes Jesus smile. He's actually doing something, not just bringing disposable gifts.
So for once, Jesus didn't weep?
No, Jesus smiled. That's the only thing that made him happy his entire life. Fucking little kid playing on his drum.
Jesus wasn't a very heavy person now that I think about it. His entire life was just like, no, guys, come on, just don't. Oh, now I'm going to be crucified? Come on.
Remember when he would kill that kid? Just pushed him off the roof?
Yeah.
Was that how it happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except he brought him back to life to say that wasn't what happened.
Then I think he killed the kid because he threw Jesus a stick down the river.
Yeah, that was what happened.
Yeah. I wonder why those books didn't make it to the Bible.
Mostly because they were filled with historical inaccuracies.
Unlike the rest.
Yeah. Unlike the rest.
I don't trust that Jesus guy. He thinks he's better than me. Or is it because he was the son of God?
I don't think he thinks he was better than you. I think most people think that he was better than you.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
So, if somebody said that I was better than you, you wouldn't trust me?
Right.
You should not trust them.
No.
Do you accept that you're better than me if someone told you that?
I don't know. I'm dead. I've been dead for thousands of years.
What? You're Jesus?
Surprise!
Well then, you dick.
Why are you saying that about me?
Well, it all started long ago in Cactus School. Still can't get the taste out of my mouth. Welcome to Dragon's what? Flow TeaCast.
Is that true?
No.
God, this episode gets weird.
I didn't think so. Yeah, this is going to be a weird one.
This is an episode that started with Jesus has no anime.
Yes, he does.
What?
He does.
Who has?
Jesus.
And Jesus Buddha.
What? No, this episode
Living
has no anime.
Living together as roommates.
I know, Saint Young Men, but we can talk about that, I guess. But we have no other anime to talk about.
There's literally no news in anime, and there's literally no anime that we watch because...
I'm about to drop an F-bomb.
I guess it was a week without anime.
Next time I talk, I'm dropping an F-bomb.
Do it.
There was this great meme that was like, we saw Vegeta kicking Jiren in the stomach, and we didn't get an episode for 2 weeks, and it was Skeletor. The fuckery! And the longer that sits in my brain, the funnier it gets.
So this week we have something special to talk about.
Anime?
No. Well, I
Butterbeer.
Guess... Butterbeer? John, why are you saying Butterbeer?
Because I like Butterbeer.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Is this relevant to what we're drinking right now?
I'm not drinking anything right now.
You son of a... So this tea we have right now...
You're not allowed to talk for the rest of the tea cast, John.
Mm-hmm.
This tea we have right now...
Just make your loud slurping sounds as usual.
Mm. This tea that we have right now, Nick, is called Butterbeer.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, some of you may have noticed that it's not on the website.
Hmm?
And the reason why is that this is one of 5 brand new teas.
Mmm.
Well, actually, no, 4, because one of them is already a tea.
Mm.
One of 4 brand new teas.
Aren't all of them already teas? Today has a different theme, we've decided.
Mm-hmm.
No anime? Bother Julian.
Mm.
Who's Julian?
Bother Julian.
Alright, so, main point of conversation. This month, we have the Houston Tea Festival. And on the book face, throughout the weeks, I'm going to be giving a little bit of spoilers for what we're going to be doing. Or you can cheat and listen to the rest of this podcast. We're going to dish out all that we have planned.
Ta-da.
So, beginning from the top, down in Houston, a good old 17-hour drive, RIP my butt, it'll be held in NASA Clear Lake Hotel, whatever name it was. The name of the hotel is not important. What is important is that it'll be a Harry Potter themed tea fest. So Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5 and 11 to 5, come on down, enjoy a bunch of tea stuff, talks, live performances, and all those fancy pickery-doos that go on with tea fests.
Daniel Radcliffe's going to be there, right?
I cannot confirm nor deny that he may or may not be there. So you should come
Can't
and see.
Can't you just confirm that he may or may not be there?
No. That's how vague it's going to be. So, a few little things to mention. First of all, we're all going to be cosplaying as Harry Potter people. Good old Nicholas is going to be a Ravenclaw. John Coon is going to be a Hufflepuff. And I'm going to be Slytherin, because I own a business. As we all know, business people are evil, and Slytherin is evil. Is that right?
Close enough.
No, they're not evil. They just, do bad things, but, yeah. So, no one's going to be Gryffindor, because everyone wants to be Gryffindor, boring people. Oh, wait, there was also Jeff, our little meerkat. What other things? Oh, yes. So we're going to have 5 teas there that represent Harry Potter. And we're going to have house tournaments. What do you call them? The house.
John, you're allowed to talk.
Yeah! Oh, my God. That's the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
John's been giving us, hand signals and whatnot.
I didn't even realize.
I noticed.
You're the one that gave the order. House Cup Tournament.
House Cup Tournament.
Woo!
So we're going to have one tea.
I'm like, why are you making these hand signals? Why don't you just say it? It's not a secret.
So we're going to have one tea for each house. We already have the chai tea for Gryffindor. Gryffindor Common Room. We're also going to have a spiced green for Slytherin.
I name it Snake Bite, but nobody else calls it that.
Nope.
Be a cool kid and call it Snake Bite.
It'll be Slytherin Potions.
All right, I'm just going to complain for a second.
No.
By the way, tea enthusiasts out there, support your local Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff?
What?
Hufflepuff?
Yeah, sure. You can pronounce it Hufflepuff as long as you buy the tea. We're going to be competing to get our house the House Cup. And so I'm the Hufflepuff, and I like tea. And I hope other Hufflepuffs do, because our tea tastes like earth. Gryffindor. Friggin' Gryffindor. You know those guys? Yeah. The best friend that gets all the spotlight. They got the chai tea and the cute stuffed animal. Nick's got blueberries. Yulian's got the most unique tea. Autumn Bonfire was the most unique tea before the Slytherin Snake Bite. But now,
Slytherin Potion.
Snake Bite. It's a green tea with spice. We tried it on air. I was super excited about it. And then Slytherin just stole it.
I don't think it's the most unique.
I think so.
I think strawberry
It's a green chai.
We can discuss it next week.
Strawberry white's the most unique one.
No, that's not unique.
It's white rooibos.
It's awesome, but it's, in terms of flavor, it's got a lot of nuance. It's like a, what do you call it? A cultured wine. You know, like you drink and you're like, ooh. This has so many, textural undernotes and all these other, and it's good for a lot of stuff. But a green chai, I heard that, and I'm like, that won't work.
I don't know, it's not
and then
chai,
I drank
it's
it.
Just spiced.
Yeah, but it's basically chai. It's got cloves, ginger, I think. And I thought that they would totally clash, but they don't. It's really unique. It's really,
really
neat.
Subtle.
It's really ambitious, which makes it right for Slytherin, I guess, but I'm just pissed because they got it.
And you have Formosa Oolong.
Yes.
Which is the Hufflepuff tea. Hufflepuff Herbology will be the name of that one.
Because it tastes like dirt.
It's good.
That's what's in my notes. That's what's in
it
my
is
notes.
Good.
Tastes like dirt. Have to try it before I write this.
I like how we're all sabotaging Hufflepuff.
We like being the underdog. Come on, rise up, Huffles. We're my honey badgers.
You mean hippos?
No, I don't mean hippos.
Why do you think that?
I'm pretty sure it's hippos.
It's not hippos.
So for a Ravenclaw, which is an eagle/raven, depending if you're reading the books or watching the movie,
And which
is
movie
that true?
Too? Yeah. Yeah, there are eagles in the book. There are ravens in the first few movies, and then finally on a movie like six or seven, they retconned
like, hey,
it.
Wait
like,
a
hey,
minute.
That was wrong. By the way, I think I honestly had this flash of
then
J.K.
Then Dumbledore 1 died, and Dumbledore 2 was like, it's ravens now, or it's eagles now.
It's Ravenclaw Dumbledore.
No!
What would be funny is if, because, you know, like, did you put your name in the goblet, Harry? You know, he's just like, well, actually, in the books, it's actually an eagle. That's a good point. You read the books! I had this image of J.K. Rowling trying to
was the do it, Harry.
Yeah,
was that the second one?
That was the second one.
Yeah,
the fourth movie, second Dumbledore. But yeah, I'm thinking of J.K. Rowling trying to bring out the animals for the houses, and it's like H, honey badger,
hippo.
And then she hears hippo, like, oh, it's obvious, I should have been hippo.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's honey badger.
Is that the only reason that you think it's a hippo, because it starts with H and that's the only animal you could think of,
and it sounds like hippo huffle?
No,
I'll use it in a song.
That's nice.
Hippo, no huffle. Yeah, I can be down. Speaking of things that are down, Ravenclaw will have Blueberry White. Ravenclaw
beverage.
Riddle will be the name of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Then we covered Slytherin. And then we're
Snake
also going
bite.
To have a fifth tea named Butterbeer. And that'll be an oolong tea.
That's
maple
what we're drinking.
Cream oolong.
Is this oolong?
Yeah.
Huh.
Maple cream oolong.
I could have sworn it was black.
No, it's a very dark oolong, but
mm-hmm.
still oolong.
Yeah, it is.
The thing that gives it away is its long lingering on your palate. I wouldn't have, by the way, I was just drinking this to sort of like, oh, I could see this as a butter beer if I add blank-de-blank-de-blank. And actually, it tastes like a butter beer, but it sticks along on the palate for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
And so your purchases of those teas will get you house points.
Among other things.
Among other things. So for the
price
of tea.
On the note of the fuckery! That's what this tea is.
So the way it works is, if you buy the 20-gram bags, gonna have 10 points. The 50-gram bags, 20 points. Any general purchase is 10. Every $10 after that is another 10. So let's say you buy 50 grams of Hufflepuff. That'll be purchase, 10 points. The 50 grams is another 2, so that'll be 30 points. And it costs more than $10, so that'll be another 10 points, for a total of 40. So,
way to rack up the points.
Yeah.
Buy the dirt tea!
And then,
dirt tea.
Then for extra,
it's funny.
Took you a while, huh?
No, it just hits me a lot. The fuckery!
You're a little bit too into that, young man.
The longer it's in my brain, the funnier it is.
And to add an extra little twist to it, if you buy Butterbeer, so if you buy 20 grams, you can take a point away from any house you wish.
That's the little one.
If you buy the 50 grams, you can take a point away from somebody and put it into another person's thing. So we're going to have little gems that match the colors of the houses to keep track of the points. So you can take a point from somebody else and put another person's little bottle thing we're going to have. What I'm really looking forward to is I'm expecting Slytherin to just be like nothing but other people's colors.
Just a bunch of drunks. We're cutting you off, Slytherin.
And so we have that. We're also going to have a raffle, which you can win a box filled with over $100 worth of stuff.
Ooh.
Right now, I think it's like, what, 120 or something. I might be adding even more depending on how many people buy.
Ooh.
Yeah. So anywhere between like $120 and $200 depending on my mood. The teas will not be on sale on the store just yet. They'll be on sale beginning in November. Not November. Wow.
Oh my God.
In February.
In the past.
In the past. In February.
After the convention.
Yeah, after the convention. And whichever house wins, for that month, they will have 25% off of that house.
Wow.
So big stakes.
That's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. What other little things are we going to have?
The Tri-Wizard Tournament.
Yes, that's the raffle.
Yes.
That's the name, yes. Tri-Wizard
you
Tournament.
You didn't say it.
I did not say it.
Yeah, that's this box of $100 stuff.
Yes.
$120. Yeah, we're going to have a Goblet of Fire that will choose the worthy.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what are the little things we got? Nikolai, you're working on a couple of things, right?
Yeah, we're going to have like these cool little lore cards with sort of a story behind each tee. So I've got one of those done.
You've wanted this for a while.
I've wanted one for each tee. And as we've had more and more tees, it's been like, that's not feasible anymore. So this is a good amount. We're going to do one for Butterbeer.
If you want, I'll leave it up to you, Nikolai.
Okay.
We could. And then I'm working on the Half-Blood Prince's Brewing Guide. Actually, matter of fact, our artist friend just did a chibi version of Snape, which I'm fairly excited about, especially if we can clean it up a bit.
Snap.
We'll get him on the brewing guide. So basically, at the convention, as of right now, I think the idea is if you buy the house teas, you'll get one of these cool things written by an English major. I mean, each of the house heads. you know, it's sort of the lore behind the tea. We'll get those for pickup, and then as long as we can produce them nice and cheap, we can have some just themed fun brewing guides for general awesome potions, elixirs, or teas if you prefer.
I might have put too much tea into it. Second.
More, he said. More, he said.
Yeah. When we were making tea, I requested to put a little bit more than what I thought would have been good. And flavored it's a little bit strong.
You know, usually I like it more subtle. This is pretty good, I think.
Yeah. Well, butter beer, it's supposed to be robust.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our stance on it. Add more tea than you think.
Have more tea than you can handle.
Add the whole bag into one cup, and then visit us again.
So the part I'm definitely not looking forward to is the 17-hour drive.
Yeah.
When we did it last time, it was miserable. I mean, it was.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Shut up.
I'll be there this time, so it'll be much better.
Yay! Yeah. Three smelly men in the car ending.
Like last time, I was wondering, like, if we get invited again, do I even want to bother? Like, it was just
the way back was hard, but part of that was just because we spent like half a day getting the car fixed.
Yeah.
So it was like, by the time we started, what, at like 7 in the morning? Some time that shouldn't have been invented in the morning. And then we got a couple hours in, it's like, no, we gotta fix this. And then that took 5 or 6 hours.
To get the car fixed?
Yeah.
I don't think it was that long, but...
We had enough time to sit around. I gained like 6 levels in Dokkan Battle. Then we went to eat. Then we came back, and I gained another 2 or 3 levels in Dokkan Battle.
It was definitely at least 2.
The sun had made quite a journey in the sky. It was way more than 2. Granted, the guy was fast, but, you know, it's just like, yeah, this will get you there. And so then we began, and it was afternoon by the time we started again.
Yeah.
So... I mean,
yeah, so my cart ended up breaking, like, just when we can, like, see the finish line. Like, were we in Houston by that point, or were we, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had crossed into Houston, we went up a hill, and then it's like, nope.
Like, I felt like something was wrong.
This counts as Houston, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's like, of course. That's just the way my existence goes. I can see the finish line! Oh.
You got robbed by a cop, too.
Oh, yeah.
Robbed?
Yeah.
I think I heard this story, but
He met us with a knife.
No, he didn't. No, just one of those speed trap places that I'm fairly positive I still was not breaking the speed limit anyway. Because it was one of those, like, what are we? There's a lot of twists and turns. I'm going to slow it down a bit.
Yeah, Texas does not know how to build. For how much they love the straights, they don't like to build straight roads. Like, my God.
Mm-hmm. And so it was, like, $200-some for alleged speeding. It was one of those, like, obviously, like, that's how they make the money type of towns.
Yeah. There wasn't a whole lot going on.
Like, because you were out of state.
Uh-huh. Illinois plate.
Yeah, okay.
I drew the word Texas, and I'm just going to paste that on top of Illinois for...
What was the other thing? Oh, yeah.
100 miles.
And we got pulled over at a different time because one of my...
Taillights
was out.
That guy just let us go, though.
Yeah.
He was cool.
Yeah, and that's going...
Oh, I thought the ending of that was going to be he shot you.
Nope.
No, he shot me.
He didn't like the color of your skin.
That was probably true. But...
You know, it was winter. I was not my full brownish tint at that point.
Interesting. Yeah, so we went to Walmart. That was a grand old time. But
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
I wish we had Walmarts here.
Well, they have big Walmarts down in Texas.
Yeah, that's true.
We could fit like three of our Walmarts into their Walmart.
Well, no, like their Walmarts.
We could fit two of our aisles into their aisles.
Any not rural, but like rural.
Code Geass.
Yeah. wow. Any opportunity. Not rural, but like
southern.
I don't know how to put it, but anyway, there's
that's
like certain
Hicks. Is that what you want to say, you prick?
No. Stop putting words in my mouth.
Hicks.
Don't put things in my mouth.
you caught that before I could say anything.
Yep. That's what it takes to be around you. There's a certain type of Walmart where it's just like that's the entire town in a box.
Yeah, that's where my cousin lives.
In the Walmart?
Pretty much. On his good days.
It's got all you need.
He works there and he plays there.
Oh, he doesn't work there.
Well, why not?
I don't know. That's a good question. Save on his commute. Yeah.
So the plan right now is to leave Thursday morning between 6 and 8, depending
nope.
on how... Huh?
Still no.
Still no?
I still have to work.
No. Find somebody else.
I still can't.
Can't. Or won't.
A little bit of both.
Want?
What? Yeah, I wouldn't mind having the day off.
Can't and won't takes... Like, combine them and you get want.
Is that true?
Yes.
If you can and you will.
Combine can't and won't and you get want.
I do it the other way.
Hmm?
Yeah, so.
Find somebody.
Everybody's on vacation. It's me and one other person.
Tell him he's good on his own.
No.
You requested off. They can't do that.
Not that day.
Why not that day?
Because I said I don't want to work the night. Because if we leave at the time I get off, we can get in at like 10 in the morning, yeah. Which is about check-in time anyways.
What time do you work again?
I work until 1.
Until 1? Fine. That's what we'll do. Are you happy, Nick?
I am not a part of this conversation.
You're part of the drive, though. You get to sleep in until 1. You bum.
Okay.
And I get to be doing my usual freaking out over every little thing. Like, is this done? Do I have everything? Oh, God, what am I?
Good.
You haven't started that yet?
I'm slowly building up. I'm building up steam. There is a lot of tea. I got a package. A lot of tea.
Why is your jacket in my garbage?
Because that's what John's jacket is. It's trash. John, your jacket does not go there. That's where Nick's waifu goes.
Moving on.
It's Nick's waifu goes in the trash. Which is kind of progressive, because most waifus are just trash.
Mm-hmm.
Yours just gets a throne.
Throne?
Mm-hmm.
Garbage is a throne?
For your waifu.
I don't have a waifu. Oh.
Husbando, I see.
No. Hey, who's your husbando?
No, not husbando.
Husbando.
No.
Alright. What other little things are there to mention? Oh yeah, I also have a speaking thing at the Houston Tea Fest. I had one last time and I'm going to have one again.
Last time it was called the Magic of Tea, and I don't think that's what it's called this time, which I find really funny.
Wait, your guys? But I wasn't there last year. Your guys' thing was called the Magic of Tea.
I don't even remember what it was called, but it was that like some speaker like canceled last minute, so they asked me. It's like, hey, do you want to take? Like, sure, I'll figure something out.
Sure, I'll call it the Magic of Tea.
I think you already had something made.
So I did that, but this time I actually had time to plan. And I'm going to be talking about something we talked about on this podcast, of why Starbucks, not Teavana, failed.
Yeah.
And apparently it's controversial. As the team,
really?
That's what they described it as, the people organizing this whole thing.
Oh, during the description?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't think anyone thinks that's controversial. Yeah.
I was like, okay, so I see we have not met before.
I see there are like 5 likes on that thing or something.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, our demographic is tea drinkers. They read that, oh my.
Oh, well. Fiddle-dee-dee. Does anyone ever actually say fiddle-dee-dee?
I can see Charles saying that.
Yeah.
Dag nabbit.
You dang nab kids. Let's see. Is there any other little thing to mention about Houston? I'll be taking these guys out every day we're there for some fine dining.
Woo.
Yay.
Yay. That about?
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Ska music for 17 hours.
No.
9. I do have Spotify now, so I could whip something together and download it so it's not taking up my data plan. And, yeah.
I like road trips.
I'm not a fan of sitting for too long, which is why, Nick, you and me are going to be trading the back seat and the front seat.
That's fine with me.
Are you sure?
Yes.
This will be a first.
I just need access to my stuff.
I'll be your stuff.
I don't want you to be my stuff. You are not mine.
You're mine.
Evangelion 4.4, you are not mine.
What? I don't know that meme. Explain the meme, Nick.
Get good.
That does not fit in this, Nick.
Speaking of anime.
Go on.
There is none this week, because... Japan took off?
Yeah.
Because New Year's, I guess?
I don't know.
Don't they usually sell...
What?
What do you think I said? I said the funniest thing.
This might be a bit early to talk about this, but in February, depending on how things go, we might be taking part in organizing our own little thing.
Keep your hopes down.
Keep my hopes down?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's the best way to do it. Optimism through negativity.
So I can't even mention it to, like, rile up other people's?
Well, if you want to, but then people are going to be disappointed if it doesn't happen.
Well,
whatever. Do what you
welcome
want.
Welcome to my life. So I won't be giving too much away.
This
but...
is why you fail, because of hope.
That's dark. I just imagine Nick is the Spiral King.
I will rest this tea commission on my shoulders. We may be involved in helping organize an international tea festival over here in the Chicagoland area. It's early to talk about that. February is when we're meeting with some people. But yeah, into freaking national. That's big.
Yeah, and that's with the people from Midwest?
Yes.
T-Fest?
Yes.
Not it's... Anime Midwest.
Correct. It's all in the very early, here's our idea, planning stages. And since we're from the area, we're working with them to, like, figure out the logistics. I really want to happen in Rosemont. Because, I mean, the Rosemont Convention Center is where you go to have big things happen. And if it's going to be international, we're going to need some space. Going to be bringing people in. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. So, it that's would, about all.
You know what would be hilarious?
Oh.
He could hear it in my voice.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, you know what would be hilarious?
What?
If you did all that work to build the whole thing up, and you made it really awesome, and then you got it all set up, and it was the best thing ever, but then it was so good and so renowned and awesome that you couldn't afford to put yourself there.
Oh, yeah.
That's already been in my head. At that point, I think I might... Because I got to go like $12,000 credit limit, so...
Oh, God. No, no. At that point, you just say, hey, I put this thing together. You owe me.
Well, if I put this thing together, I will get a free fucking booth.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now. Yeah, yeah. I ain't paying no thousand some dollars for the booth for this. No, I helped make this.
He sets out a lemonade stand in the front.
I made this convention happen. It's just like, it's literally just the kids' hand-drawn lemonade booth.
So yeah, big things. The collective is going pretty well. We finally have a nice little place. And since we have a physical location... This summer, I'm going to see if we can enter the farmer's market. So, yeah, hopefully a lot of things...
You want to explain more about the farmer's market thing?
The
nonsensical laws?
Yeah, there's a lot of... So, tea falls into a lot of gray areas when it comes to our food and drink regulations. Like, for example, when I finally get my own physical location, just because I'll have seats where people can sit down and they can drink tea... I need to follow all of the standard restaurant regulations, even though I'm not a freaking restaurant.
I could see the merit there.
But the point is, I don't need to buy a freaking 3-compartment sink, but I'm gonna have to. So like, yeah.
I mean, I could see why they would put you under that classification, though.
It's because I'm lazy. Like,
They need to make more, like, subcategories. But I could see why they would classify you as a restaurant and not as, you know, just a trinket store.
A trinket store?
Yeah.
I would just go with retail, but trinkets, I guess, will work.
I like trinket store.
How would you like this trinket?
Well,
that's tea.
Retail could be a lot of things.
You could also do it old school and just sell tea wares, and then someone's like, hey, I heard you got some dirt tea. Hufflepuff!
Hufflepuff.
Yeah, it'll be... I could see it, because, again, I have a huge credit limit on my credit card, because I pay all my bills. And so if it began and got launched and, like, all of my wildest expectation, like, people come in from out of the country to go to this thing.
That's a pretty wild expectation.
Yeah.
The colonies are holding a tea fest? By Jove!
No, he's talking about his own store.
Oh, I see.
Oh, no, I was talking about the convention.
Oh, yeah, that's reasonable.
We were also talking about the farmers markets. Just, I need to have, like, a physical location, even though most of the people, you can tell, they don't have a physical location.
The whole point of the farmer's market is for the people who are farmers and don't have stores...
Yeah.
...to go meet up in a parking lot and shill their things. It literally is against... It's the opposite of what it should be. They should have a regulation where if you do own a store, you can't show up. That makes no sense.
Or you pay more to the, you know, yeah, to get in.
Yeah, okay, sure.
For ads or something.
Speaking of stupid permits and whatnot, I'm still trying to get to have free samples over at the collective.
Need a permit for that?
Need health inspector's okay or some shit like that. And he's just, it's like, oh, I'll get back to you.
The health inspector?
Yeah.
Well, he's nice.
Mm-hmm. I bet he's under the weather.
What?
I bet he's under the weather.
Why do you say that?
It's because he's a health inspector. Let me see that health.
I can't find anything. There's no health here. I just want to find some health, please.
Did you tax those people who don't have storefronts for the farmer's market?
That's a healthy thing to do.
Just how we run things in the MP.
So, yeah, I'm hoping for a lot of exponential growth in this 2018. This would be the first year anniversary, second year. So this is year three now.
Wait, hold on. Yep. Is the farmer's market regulation, is that like in general, or is that just stupid Mount Prospect?
I don't know.
It's not a federal order. So it would be at the most state.
It's run by the Lions Club, so...
That would be Mount Prospect.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, like, Evanston has a really good farmer's market. It's probably expensive to get a booth or whatever, but...
Guaranteed.
That would be the farmer's market around here to go to. I now understand why Mount Prospect's... Why stupid Mount Prospect, that's its name, it has such a bad farmer's market. Because, like, all their stuff is, like wooden clocks and cleaning supplies. Like,
yeah, it's...
Half of it's not even food.
It's really stupid.
It's not a market for farmers.
Yeah. Honestly, Mount Prospect is terrible for business.
We've had a good harvest of clocks this season.
This one even has a cuckoo on it.
We've had a good harvest for clocks and soaps. And cleaning, organic cleaning spray.
And trinkets.
And
trinkets.
And high quality dog food.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
it's organic and gluten free for your gluten intolerant dog.
Yeah. If they don't want to love me for any reason, I think it might be pushy and upset this year if they pull anything. It's like, you're letting your freaking clock people in. Let me sell my tea.
He just shows up with his lemonade stand. The same one he put outside the convention.
Don't tempt me. As we all know, that's not beneath me.
The tea's backwards.
The word of the letter.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm hoping/working towards a lot of exponential growth this year. I mean, I have not posted about it yet because I don't have all my stuff up yet, but we've started selling on Etsy, and so that's been really good. Got to look into setting things up with eBay to get more eyes on my stuff. And... Yeah, gives me your money. And I gives you some tea. And tea wares. So we also have some new things that came in.
Oh, yeah.
We have three new mugs. We have a Groot mug, which is just a basic white mug with a lid. And the lid's got Groot on it, the Guardians of the Galaxy guy. We've got a Terminator mug. It's the shape of the T-800 head. So you can drink straight from the head.
Of your enemy.
Yep, and we got this... and we got this colossal size, see what I did there? Attack on Titan mug, which has, it's got the handle for the 3D maneuver gear right on it, so that's like the handle you can hang on to. It's really awesome, and it's like 25 ounces, which is huge.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Remember our on the tea pouches, we suggest brewing for 6 to 8 ounces.
Uh-huh.
It's 25.
So
it's a lot of tea.
Basically, triple the tea. Hey, that's great. Triple the tea. You'll buy it more often. That's my marketing plan. That's how I get you. Because I'm evil businessman.
He's tricky like that.
Yeah.
Slytherin. Some 3D maneuvering right there.
Boom.
But yeah, I've seen those mugs. I mean, everything from like just a simple white mug to the Colossal Titan with that 3D maneuvering gear, that looks really comfortable. I don't know why, but it seems like that's just like a nice, I don't know, size for the hand, everything, you know.
And it's manly.
Yeah.
So I think we've covered all that we could cover of this subject. Anyone has anything else to add?
Not about the NET stuff. Other than this tea is good.
Yeah.
This butterbeer tea.
Right. So in that case, I think for the second infusion, since we have literally no new anime to talk about, let's talk about...
I've got other stuff to talk about that's before second infusion.
Go for it.
So I got a Switch.
See you for the second infusion. So tell us about the Switch.
We just faked him out?
Yeah.
Wow.
Take that. Tell us about your Switch.
So I got Mario Odyssey and Zelda. And I was expecting Mario to be like I should get this because it's a Mario game and, you know...
Cliche type stuff. It's
kind of obligatory to get it. But actually, it's like the best Mario game I've ever played.
Ooh. Ooh, that's saying a lot.
It's like Mario. top of the hundreds and hundreds of Mario games.
Mario is one of those games where I just question why it's not gone the way of the Sonic.
Because the people making it... kind of, I don't know, like, they try different things each time, and Sonic, it's like, oh, we learned from our mistakes.
No, you didn't.
Let's make different mistakes. You know. And then they're like, oh, no, that was a mistake. Let's try the thing that we did before and see if that works again, and then they do the same mistake. No, but this, so the gimmick in this one is that you have a hat, and
you're not making a case.
That's not the end of it. Like, let me finish. Jeez.
No.
No. You don't have the same hat you always have. You have, like, a ghost hat.
Oh, shit, son.
And, yeah. Oh, man, you got a ghost hat.
Give us $60.
Ghost Mario hat! and you can throw your hat to kind of possess other things. So it's kind of like a combination of Mario and Kirby.
They just did away with Kirby. I like Kirby more than Mario.
They've been making so many Kirby games lately. There's like
really?
There's been like four of them in the past 2 years.
Damn. I'm not complaining. Kirby was fun.
Kirby is fun.
Because you can, like, combine people and, like, do awesome things.
Yeah, and that's what this is like. So,
Mario, you jump on turtles.
Yeah, there's a lot less of that.
Only because you're bad.
No, it's, so, like, in one of the earlier levels, there's a part where, there's a bunch of Goombas. And so you throw your hat at a Goomba, and it's like, okay, now you're a Goomba.
I love hearing computers say the word Goomba.
Goomba. And so then you're running around as a Goomba, and then you see another one. So what do? Of course, you try to jump on it. And instead of killing it, you just start a tower of Goombas. And you run around, and eventually there's a tower of, like, 40 Goombas. And it's just, like, this huge stack of them. And the point of the each area is you have to collect a certain amount of power moons to get to power your ship to get to the next area and so on.
You know what I just thought? Because the name was running through my head. The type of Mario game I want to see now that I will probably buy to play is putting Mario in various stories he has no business being in, like like The Odyssey. Like playing out the story of Ilya and The Odyssey, and like there's fucking Mario as the main character. Just like random stuff like that, and just like, why is Mario in this? This is fantastic. Like Mario in God of War.
Like the ones that they made in like the like mid-90s, like Mario is missing and Mario...
Zeus kidnaps Peach and Mario stuff. Has to save her. With God of War graphics and everything. But Mario still has the same shitty graphics he always does.
Like he's got the same art style.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, but he's still like angry, like, Kratos.
No, not even like, keep like the same, like, what is this creature? Ha ha!
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
Make it happen, Nintendo. Like the story mode of Smash.
The story mode of Smash? It has a story mode?
Some of them do. Brawl, you know, you've got scenes where, like, Snake is, like, trying to sneak into a base or something, and then, like, you know, Kirby runs in and he's like,
Mario in Metal Gear Solid. Hide, Mario.
Mario Gear Solid.
Hide, Mario, you gotta use stealth. Oh, stop jumping on things! Bloop, bloop! How are you doing that?
And then the other game I got was Zelda, which, like, everybody was saying that that's Game of the Year, but I don't know, it's just, like, it's this huge open world, but,
like... Do you want to have sex with the fish guy?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Everyone wants to have sex with the fish guy.
No, thanks.
Everybody.
It's this big, huge open world, but there's, like, not a lot in it. It's kind of weird.
Is it the Breath of the Wild?
Yeah.
I keep hearing about that. Fish guy or fish girl?
I think it's a guy.
But, like, it had a 99 on Metacritic for a while. And it's... I don't know. It's not that great, I don't think.
The fish guy sounds like he's very, he motivates you a lot. In this quote... It's him smiling with his fist up, saying, "Don't give up, I believe in you." Yeah, I do him.
See?
I don't know, it's just... There's not a lot to do. Like, it's... I like its setting, but... and I like how it's not just repeating the same game over and over again.
That's one thing I'll give Nintendo credit. At least they make every game feel at least somewhat different.
Yeah.
As opposed to searching...
Except Zelda. But this time it is different. And usually Metroid's kind of the same.
Well, usually when it comes to simplistic games, it's easier to do more stuff with simplistic because, you know, a plumber, there's a million situations where you can put him in. Versus an intergalactic...
Which one of them is battling a giant turtle?
You know, intergalactic space vixen who was, like, blowing up things and, like, is part of this... Not an army.
Yeah,
like
she beats God first game. I mean, like, what do you do from there?
Yeah. There's, like, all
Samus?
These...
I was thinking... hold on. Keep talking. I'll think of who I was thinking about.
Yeah. But yeah.
Bayonetta!
So it's, like, you have all of these rule sets... You can only move around so much in those rules.
Yeah.
So that's.
And there are like a lot of genres that Mario does too.
They also don't pull a Sonic where they just add a new character to every game.
I haven't played that many Sonic games, to be honest. I've played the original side scrollers, and I've played, like three or four.
Literally
of the 3D ones.
Literally every single new game except like maybe one has added at least one new character. And the latest one, he just like said, "Screw it, make your own."
Yeah. Is that any good?
From what I've heard, no. But again, I've not played anything since the Skype school list myself.
I think it's just pandering.
Most likely. I still love how god-awful Sonic Generations is. Just
really?
Yeah, go to a... No, not Generations.
Colors?
Huh?
Colors?
No, the one which was just like a giant glitch fest.
2006?
Yeah, that one. What's the name of that one?
Sonic.
Just Sonic?
Yeah.
Just
Sonic the Hedgehog, maybe?
Just go to YouTube, type in Sonic 2006, and...
It's the one where it's like, how did this get released?
Yeah. Like, you'll get more clicks from, or more views from glitches, like glitch videos, than actual just, like, gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is just bad.
I think that's that one.
Mm-hmm. Any games you plan on buying in the future with your Switch?
Let's see.
Write us your suggestions for the Nintendo Switch at...
TCast at thedragonstreasure.com. Smooth. Xenoblade 2. I have to finish the first one. I'm at the end, so soon.
TM.
Shin Megami Tensei 5. Yeah, bless 5. You. What else? There were a bunch of things. There's a lot of, like, coming out soon in the near future sometime. Oh, Bayonetta 3.
Tress. I broke him.
I didn't hear what you said.
Tress. Which is 3 in Spanish.
Oh. Whatever.
Because you hate Spanish-speaking people.
No, I don't.
Oh.
I just don't speak Spanish. I thought you said
Well, yeah, tres. That's pretty racist.
It's racist to not speak a language?
Well, if it's Spanish, yeah. It's okay if you don't speak English, because that's oppressive.
Yeah, I thought you said dress, so...
Excuse me for having an accent.
There's a bunch of other ones that I can't think of now. But they're on my list.
Yay. Xenoverse?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't bother. Since Dragon Ball has to come out with a new game every year, what exactly do they plan to do to replace fighters?
Replace?
That's usually... Well, not anymore. But in the past, it used to be like, okay, they probably forgot about it. Let's make a new game so all the focus on that. But this time with Xenoverse, they're going to continue pumping stuff in, which is surprising / dumb.
With Xenoverse?
Yeah. They have 2 more DLCs planned. They're going to come out after Fighters.
Weird.
Yeah. The first DLC is going to have Buhan and Dabura. And the second one is going to have...
Buhan?
Yes. Gohan.
That's dumb.
Buhan was the strongest Z villain in the entire thing. So.
Is he from a movie or something?
No, it's Majin Buu when he absorbed Mr. Gohan.
Oh, I thought it was like a fusion thing.
Nope. That's just what people call him. It's Majin Buu Gohan absorbed. I suppose the official name, but the unofficial name the fans go with is Buhan. And so he was the strongest villain that required freaking Vegito to beat. And then the DLC 6 is going to have Tapion, which is the movie 13. Do you know that one? The one with like the giant bug creature thing?
Oh.
Yeah. The guy with the sword. Like the hero of that. He'll be in it. And Android 13, the trucker hat android. Which I don't know why they went with him instead of Super 13. It's kind of silly in my opinion, but whatever. They're also going to add like new like mini games or some other stuff no one's going to care about. But I'm going to wait until Xenoverse 3 and hope that they fix up all the problems they have included. Alright, is there anything else?
I do have one little bit of news.
But... What is it?
Calm down.
What is it?
Calm down. So there's what a... What is it? There's a really old visual novel from the 90s called... it's got a really long name. You know, a girl who chanced love at the bound of this world. which is a different translation than the one I know, but whatever.
Sounds gay.
No. So it's like it's really long and has like a cool mechanic where like there's time travel involved, but you get to a point in the story and instead of saving, you use like a time travel stone thing. And then when you get to another point in the game, you can travel back to that. And let's say you get a new, you had a new item from, you know, your point in the future, you can use that item there. So, you're not really saving so much as creating a, like a tracking point. It's kind of hard to explain, but
yeah.
Anyway, so that's getting an anime next or this year. Sorry, Flat Top 8. 26 episodes. So I'm not sure how well that's gonna go because. That is...
They waited 30 years.
What?
So they waited 20 years.
Well, that and it's kind of weird. And it's, like, really long. Like, I thought the game finished, and then it went on for, like, another 15 hours. Yeah. So I'm at least looking forward to that. They remade it. Like last year sometime. So maybe they will, it'll generate interest for a translation.
Yay.
Of the remake. And, that's it.
Oh man, that was exciting.
It's exciting for me and that's what matters.
We got our anime. I'm just, it's been like 2 weeks, man.
So we're going to have some different conversations in the second infusion. Stick around to see what those are.
It might not be what you think. Or it might be.
Welcome to the T-Cats second infusion.
T-Cats.
T-Cats. Meow.
Meow.
So since we don't have any new anime to talk about this week, we're going to bring up some dead skeletons. And talk about how awesome they were.
Dead skeletons.
Yeah, as opposed to alive skeletons.
The fuckery!
Did you know that there's a skeleton inside both of us? All three of us right now?
Grape.
What?
Ew.
I don't think that it works like that.
It does for certain people. Anyway, so... Let's all think of some anime that we want to talk about and reminisce. I got a few I want to talk about. I'm going to bring up Baki the Grappler, since that's going to be relevant later on this summer. That is... If you like a show about manly men, that is an anime you want to watch. The entire plot of the anime is, at some point in every man's life, they think about becoming the strongest in the world. This is the story of the men who did not give up on their dream. And it just gets ludicrous from there. It's a fighting anime. That's what they do. That literally is just them fighting. Don't worry about plot. Plot is... It's not even secondary, it's thirdary. Like...
Tertiary.
That. Yeah, tushy.
Tushy.
Yeah. It follows the main character, Baki.
Yeah, he said Tushy.
He did. You did. It follows the main character, Baki.
The grappler.
The grappler. Even though he doesn't grapple.
No, he doesn't.
Who...
He grapples with the hard questions.
whose father is the strongest human being alive. And his father...
The ogre.
The ogre wants to train Baki to be a worthy enough fight.
And that's why he had him.
Yeah, that's why he had him. And at 13 years old, Baki does not succeed.
Spoiler.
And Hanma Yujiro, which is the name of the strongest man, the ogre. Things happen. He ends up killing Baki's mom with a nice big hug. And so Baki's new mission is to become stronger than his dad to avenge his mom. And then plot stuff happens. And I say plot very loosely. It's a very big excuse to just make people fight. The final saga was a tournament. And by the time the tournament finished, out of like the 16 fighters, I think 9 were replaced by somebody else just because they want to find a reason to like include more people. Yeah, it was silly. The manga kept going on and still going on. I have not been keeping up with the Musashi thing because the translator stopped. But yeah, they keep finding new ways to introduce new strongest ever people. The ogre is still around. And so just a lot of silly things of who's fighting who and why. It's not something to get your brain jogging. It's something to just sit back, eat some chips, and be like, let's see some big buff dudes punch each other in the face. And it does that well.
Would you say it's more like... What am I trying to think of?
I don't know.
Would you come back to me? I don't know. I'll think of something.
Too much butterbeer.
Nick, think of something.
Oh.
I come back to you.
Well, but like after I've thought.
After I've gone.
How would you compare it to something like JoJo or Fist of the North Star?
Similar, I would say it's better than Fist of North Star because all Fist of North Star is who is he going to win against today?
Yeah.
Versus this, I mean, there's a shit ton of fighters who always fight in between each other, so it's a fun little game of which one is stronger. And just, they create a lot of fun fight scenes. It uses actual martial arts, but just really over the top stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like the example I've used before
kinda
is
kind of like Kenichi, but
yes,
more,
but even more.
Okay.
The example I use is when there was an earthquake and the ogre punched the ground to make it stop. That's the type of stuff you can expect.
Oh wow!
That time he walked through bulletproof glass.
Yes, walked, just to show how awesome he was.
The door was right there.
Yes, I mean one kid was like, "But I have the key. I don't need no stupid key." And he just walks through bulletproof glass.
Keys are for prisoners.
Oh, lots of crazy stuff.
So I actually read some of the manga for that.
For Baki?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But it kind of, like, it just ended. Like, the translation ended.
With as much flack that people give Code Geass for its artistic style, like, Jesus, what were they doing when they drew Baki? I like circles. The muscles are like different types of circles. The eyes are circles. The lips are two circles.
Yeah.
But it was very
doofiest
detailed.
Looking thing.
But it was very detailed.
It was very detailed.
They had
very,
muscles that don't
very
even exist.
Detailed
seriously.
Circles.
Like half of them.
Like you do realize you don't have six packs on your chest. That type of like just silly stuff. Something more shonen-ish is Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah.
It's an old one back in the 90s that for some reason I always just like go back to this, like, really, really strong sense of nostalgia. And unlike something like DBZ, where I can, like, just watch Gohan going Super Saiyan 2 or, like, those iconic moments, I can't just watch a Yu Hakusho thing. If I begin watching something, I have to watch the entire show. It's happened twice. So
I've watched Code Geass 5 times.
Yeah.
Hey, do you like Code Geass?
I do.
Really?
You don't
You should,
say.
Too.
Like, I don't know what it is about Yu Yu Hakusho that just makes it so... just good up until the last saga. The last saga was just awful. The saga we will not speak of.
What happened in that one?
Did you guys stop me from watching it? Because I don't remember what you're talking about.
I actually have never seen the whole thing.
What?
Mm-hmm.
How far did you get?
I don't know.
Do you remember Sensui?
I remember the name Sensui.
The previous Spirit Detective?
Oh.
Before you...
I saw an like an Adult Swim episode or two of that. But I've never watched that arc.
Ah, shame. It seemed interesting. That's a fun arc.
Maybe I've never finished it. Maybe I'm thinking of something. Oh, I'm thinking of Flame of Recca.
You bastard!
No, but I've definitely seen some of that.
Watch more Yu Yu Hakusho. And finish up to the third saga, not the fourth.
I remember I definitely finished like a tournament thing where it ended in a huge like tornado or something.
Tornado? No.
Apocalypse storm thing.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, if the bad guy won, he was going to basically bring about the apocalypse. Because businessmen.
Because businessmen.
Literally. Okay. Businessmen are evil.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He was supporting the team.
Uh-huh.
He was pretty evil.
Mm-hmm.
He was stupid evil. And we beat him.
I mean, Yu Yu Hakusho, even though it was made in like the 90s, still has the best tournament arc out of anything I've seen.
Yeah.
It was just... every single fight was something special. And so, yeah, watch it.
Why'd you get so angry at Flame of Recca?
Just because, like, oh yeah, Yu Hakusho, I remember, that was so awesome. Wait, I'm thinking of something else entirely.
Have you seen Flame of Recca?
I don't know what that is, no.
Oh.
I'm assuming there's flames.
It's kind of like the same premise, but with different stuff.
Interesting.
Oh man, now I'm thinking of like all the stuff I began reading but never finished, like Gamblefish.
Oh, I like Gamblefish.
Yeah.
Liar's Game was that for me.
Yeah.
Liar's Game and
those
the Tower
two
of
are
God.
Inextricably linked for me.
Gamblefish just follows the story of a gambler who gambles his way out of shenanigans.
Liar's Game is a story about a girl who finds a gambler and gambles their way out of
Liar's Game is another one of those, like, what do you call it? Like,
awesome?
Well, yes, but we were talking about them last week, I think. Like death game things.
Mm-hmm.
Like Battle Royale.
What else do I got? What was the name of the one with the medical doctor?
Team Medical Dragon.
Something like that, yeah. That was a fun one, which, again, I didn't finish. I can't remember if it was because of translations. Just stopped,
yeah, it was kind of dead for a while.
Also Maid Guy. Nobody picked that up.
Yeah,
I wanted to finish that.
Speaking of things that died that were awesome, I think this one was better, was Devil is a Part-Timer.
Oh, yeah.
That one was great. That,
manga's still going,
I don't think
at least.
That died. I think it just, like, there was some weird scheduling to it. Like,
yeah, it's a lot like Maid Dragon, where it comes out when it's done, as opposed to a weekly thing.
But, I'm talking about the anime.
Yeah.
Oh.
The anime stopped in 2012.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where it's like they made the anime to sell more books.
Could be.
Like, they do that a lot.
They gotta stop. Like, that seems like just a bad business practice. Like,
well,
all the big things, it's because they keep going, the more people get hooked on and more people buy stuff. Don't just stop.
Well, I think
especially that one.
It's like the most stupid, elaborate advertising scheme ever.
That
because
one...
they make the anime and then people get more interested in the books and it's more expensive to make an anime than it is to print books. So,
Devil's a part-timer. It's special to me because it starts off in the fantasy world, in a way. Like the epic struggle between angels and demons.
Very shortly, yeah.
Yeah, and it just like, you see this, and you see him as a literal embodiment of evil with his dark wings come and just terrorize the battlefield, and now I will go, but I will be back to conquer and just take your world. And then he becomes a McDonald's worker. It was a pleasure. The first episode has a special place in my heart just because there's him and his right-hand man, and they're just like, I'm getting the language! I'm communicating with them! Woo! And they're just like so hype about like simple little stupid things, and they get this shitty apartment, and they call it their lair of domination or something like that. Like, yeah. They're super hype, and it's just, they have this attitude, and you saw the true evil that's there, and you get these little glimpses of the red eyes, but the thing that is, I've never really come to terms with it, is the underlying story, because there's character progression, because the angel comes back to slay the devil, she finds out that she can't really without trapping herself in this world forever, and so then they kind of have this friendship thing growing, and the devil gets his power when people are scared, because he feeds off of the things that we would think of as dark, but there's this character arc in him that, because he gets his powers when people are the most scared, that's when he rushes in and he kind of saves the day. They use his ambition, kind of like in greed in Full Metal Alchemist,
mm-hmm.
to fuel this story. And so, even after seeing him as the embodiment of evil, you have to kind of wonder if this world is changing him, or if it's just in his better interests right now to be the savior so he can get his power and then crush humanity. It's really, it's fascinating from a psychological perspective, the elements that they put into play. They didn't just play him as static evil, or the angel even as static good, because she's really vindictive.
Yeah, like there was a kind of similar story at the same time. I can't remember the name of it, but it was basically they conquered the evil overlord, and so everyone who was like out to go kill the evil demon was put out of work, so all the professional heroes had to go get convenience store jobs, and so the hero was working alongside the former overlord's daughter.
Which, what was this?
I forget the name of it, but it came out like the same season, I think.
Oh, much like that Ninja in Modern Times anime, which you totally remembered?
Oh, I forgot to look that up.
Yeah. What a surprise.
Oh, well. No big loss.
You forgot to look that up, so I look down on you.
Well, you're always looking down on me.
That's right.
It's not too difficult.
You're overlord.
No, I forget the name of it, but it was like, even though I'm a hero, it was like one of those stupidly long names that, like, is excessive. It's like, even though I'm a hero, I'm something, 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 something.
Oh, speaking of long titles, another one that was like just 12 episode animated and too soon was
Children from Another Planet.
Yeah, the problem Children from Another Planet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one was just like, That wasn't
even 12 episodes.
That
like
just that came out of nowhere, slapped everyone in the face, and then vanished into the night.
Yeah.
It's like, hello, I love you. I love you too. Bye.
It was just full of nothing but cliches that worked.
Yeah.
And just went away.
I don't even remember it anymore. I just remember that I liked it.
Yeah. Damn it. They gotta stop doing that stuff.
Well, you know what they have to do? They have to translate all those, because they're all based off of
visual novels.
No, light novels.
Light novels.
It's the Japanese way of calling something a chapter book. They have to translate those.
Wait, what's the difference between a book with chapters and a chapter book?
A book with chapters is a real book. A chapter book is a book for kids.
Oh.
Like, you know, like, oh, you don't have to read picture books anymore. Now you get to read chapter books.
I see.
You know what I'm talking about? Yes. Like, you know, Goosebumps. Yeah.
Is Otto Stein still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? He's like,
that was only 20 years ago. People live for longer than that.
I refuse to believe that.
Are you actually looking up whether he's dead or not?
I want to know what he's up to. Like, what's his net worth? Yeah, he's still alive. He was born in 1943, so, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 03. He's a little over 70.
You know, sooner enough, it'll be easier just to subtract the number from 100.
He only has one kid? Unacceptable.
Why?
Moving on. So, Nick, any other type of anime you can think of?
There was a show a couple years ago called Samurai Flamenco. And this is one that I think that you in particularly would love.
Oh, that one was one with the, like, fake superhero. Like,
yeah, but,
flamboyant fake superhero.
No, flamenco.
Stop that. Adolf Stein is worth $200 million.
Who cares?
Why is he not saving African children?
He's got books to write.
Is he still writing them?
Do you know how many books he has to write in a month just to keep that $200 million?
Is he still writing? I thought he like stopped in like the 90s.
No, you stopped in the 90s.
I refuse to believe he's still writing Goosebumps books.
I think they made a new Goosebumps show.
They made a movie last year.
Weird. Anyway, stop looking up Goosebumps facts.
No, I'm looking up Otto Stein facts. Bibliography.
Personally, I think his non-Goosebumps books were better.
He had other books?
Yes.
I refuse to believe that.
Like The Beast and The Beast 2 and The Beast 3. And others that I can't remember. Anyway, Samurai Flamenco. I'll just talk to myself.
I'm listening.
The only person not on a phone.
I'm listening.
Yeah, so it's about an actor who plays like a Power Rangers type guy. And it was his childhood dream to be a superhero. But instead he ends up just playing one on TV. But then it goes from that to playing one on TV, but he's actually one in real life too. But he's basically a licenseless rider from One Punch Man. And so it's just like, you know, he's... What's licenseless rider's power? He has a bike.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so that's that's him. He goes out and, like, he just stops, like, petty crimes from happening. And that's it. But then... it gets kind of Gurren Lagann-y.
Really?
Yes. Like you wouldn't believe.
Fuck. Is it on Crunchyroll?
Probably.
That's been on my list for years, and I keep forgetting it exists.
I'm going to add it to
my list. I need to watch.
Yes.
Is it a English version that I can listen to? Or...
Like a dub?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a while, so maybe.
Yeah, because I need something to listen to while I'm bagging those hundreds and hundreds of bags of tea, so...
How about those Harry Potter movies?
Nah. Yep, it's on the Crunchyroll Lursus.
Woo.
And there's another thing that that made me think of that. Oh, speaking of One Punch Man, something else that is not One Punch Man... what's it called? Mob Psycho 100, which is
same person who made One Punch Man.
Yeah, it's the same author, artist, I think. Probably a different artist, I think. But same author and same kind of over-the-top, like, weird comedy kind of combination. But I think that it's got less fights and more, like, wandering around, not exactly a slice of life, but everyday story stuff. But when there is fighting, the fighting's better than One Punch Man.
Duh? I saw the first episode, but I did not feel like I would get into it.
Yeah, it takes like 5 or 6 episodes before it's like... That's why I'm saying...
It's like a 12-episode series!
Yeah, that's why I'm saying...
Half of it's bad.
Well, it's not bad, it's just like, okay, so that was a show. But then, like, it has these moments where it's like, oh my god... This is a show. I see how... I don't... Well... The first couple episodes, it's like, how did the guy who wrote One Punch Man also write this? And then you get to the action, and then it's like, I see how the guy who wrote One Punch Man also wrote this.
God, I can't wait for the next season of One Punch Man and just
yeah.
all of the... It is...
Have you been reading it?
Yes, it's
I
almost.
Have too.
It's almost insulting of how good the plot is. It's like, how are you? You made a shitty little like, oh, I killed you one punch. You made such a good thing out of it. I try with my stuff, and I can't do something like this. Are you fully caught up, or?
I think I'm like 1 or 2 chapters behind,
but basically,
pretty much, yeah. I also I caught up to My Hero Academia.
All the way?
Yeah.
Yay, I think I'm a chapter behind now. But, yeah.
Ooh. Surprisingly, following the same kind of themes.
The same kind of themes of One Punch Man and My Hero?
Yeah.
Huh? I'm not seeing it. Yeah.
My Hero got the best, you know, of 2017 award.
Did it?
Yeah.
Good.
Deserves
it.
Magus Bride got it, nominated.
Oh, no, I think that deserves it, actually.
I don't know.
It's still going out. Isn't it for 2018 for that one, since it's, like, not even... Well, now it's halfway.
Could be. I don't remember what it got nominated for, but I was just like, oh, nice, got nominated, yay. And also, you know, My Hero, just, that reached so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And from so many different, like, you can, it's not quite Code Geass, but it's the closest we get.
Yeah, this year I think it's the Code Geass of
the season?
Of yeah.
April is when the next season comes out. I wonder if Game of Thrones is going to come on April or it's going to delay.
No, the next season starts in a couple weeks.
What?
Yeah.
Game of Thrones?
No, oh, I thought you were talking about of anime.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Because it used to be April, then last season they pushed back to summer. So I'm wondering if they're going to push it back again, or if they're going to go back to April.
I don't know.
Because isn't this the final season?
Yes.
Yes.
Supposedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Is George R.R. Martin dead yet?
No.
This one, I'm convinced he's going to die before the books are finished.
He will.
I am too.
It would be a miracle.
Considering, like he might... just finished the first book.
God himself might intervene and keep him alive just to finish. But then he might realize he has, ironically, main character syndrome.
Oh.
Let's see. What other anime / manga?
What's his name?
Jeff?
Robert... No, not Jordan. Is it Jordan? Robert... The guy who wrote the Wheel of Time series? Mm-hmm. He wrote like 19 books or something before dying, and he was like, for like 10 books, he's like, this is the last one, guys, seriously. And he's like, okay, this one's going to be the last one, no matter what. I think the quote was something like, even if it has to be on a library cart that you have to carry around with you everywhere as you go, you know, that it has to be that big. And then he died, and, you know, after the last book was published and it wasn't finished, and now his kids have to carry it on.
Allegedly.
No, actually.
Allegedly.
No, actually.
I want to see an anime based off Michael Jackson.
What was it?
Is there not one? Seriously?
No, I'm... Oh, it was Yakuza 0, but it was Miracle Johnson, and he teaches you. You go be in his music video where you fight zombies, and then you have a dance off with them, and then he becomes your real estate manager.
Just like in real life.
Just like in real life.
I wonder how long until the Yakuza contacts me about business proposals. Then you'll know you made it big. Because I'm sure that's how it works.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how it works with things.
They'll be all confused, like, where the Yakuza are like, oh my god, this is awesome. What? Like, are you gonna...
Yes, I did it!
Yeah! What? Would you like a pinky? Anything you can think of, John, anime or manga-wise?
Nothing besides Devil's a Part-Timer that I haven't talked about. I mean, you should watch Code Geass.
Let's see.
I specifically said no Code Geass.
And I specifically said Code Geass.
Let's see.
I've
talked about Kenichi in the past. I've talked about Billy Virgin in the past. Things which are more memorable. I remember when I tried to read To Love Ru. Because they made it seem like it was going to be something action-y. It wasn't.
It was a trap.
It was a trap.
What was the other one that you liked that wasn't supposed to be action-y? Was it Ichigo 100%?
Yes. Though I knew that one was going to be action. Happy World was another one.
Oh, yeah, Happy World!
Yeah. That one had a strange... A strange lure to it.
I like how we find all these weird, obscure things that are, like, really good, but no one's ever heard of, and then, like, why do we know about them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then just, like, I don't remember anything from Happy World. I just remember I was really enthralled in the story.
Yeah.
Even though it was supposed to be, like, an ecchi type of thing. Then it, like, wasn't.
I just remember, like,
I remember the final villain was giant tits.
I just remember finishing it and being like, "Why isn't this translate? Why isn't there like a book that I can buy? This is like the best, one of the best stories I've ever read." Same with Bitter Virgin. Like, why isn't that translated?
I don't know. I'll tell you what. If I get all nice and famous-y, I'm going to open up something like the Dragon's Treasure Archives or something, and I'm going to just pay to have all of those old things translated, and I'll at least make the money back, probably. People are like, oh, what kind of awesome stuff is going to bring back now?
Hmm.
We'll see. What else is there? Things that are also edgy.
You know what? I bet there's some dumb thing where, like, a company that, like, bought the rights, and then as they were trying to publish it, they, like, went under. And now some insurance company owns it or something.
It's like, well, if you want to make some money, sell it.
Well, but they didn't, like, they didn't even know that they owned it because they got bought out. And... Like, this actually happened with something. I don't remember what it was. I don't remember, man. It was something big too, like it was like a major game franchise, I think.
I don't know.
Like they sold it, like the company got sold like 3 times in a row, and it ended up being stuck in an insurance company, and the insurance companies, they're just like, okay, we own all your stuff now, and they didn't even realize they owned whatever it was.
King of Fighters?
No, I thought that might be it, but it wasn't.
Yeah. Another show for me is Tenjo Tenge. The anime didn't finish up, but the manga eventually finished. I've tried to read that, like, maybe 5 times, and I always get lost in the story. Because just so many things that are happening with so much explanation that it's just like, I don't know what's going on. Like, so wait, is he a good guy, or...
Like, because of multiple double crossings, or just, like, bad explanation?
Bad explanation.
Oh. That's too bad.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it starts out with a story of, like, you know, just a couple of punk kids ready to take over the school.
Yeah.
And then it evolves to, like, this, like, fucking, like, demons and dragons and, like, all this other, like, chaotic shit. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, I remember that I saw the anime, I guess. I remember the first part.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remember the demons.
More metaphorical of, like, energy pathways and, like, all this other shit. They have, like, the main character is a reverse Super Saiyan. He's got blonde hair that sticks up. Then he goes Super Saiyan, it gets dark, and it goes down.
What?
Yep.
That's dumb.
That's his power-up.
When you said reverse Super Saiyan, I thought you meant, like, now I can stop. I can release my limiter or something.
No.
The Rock Lee type.
Yeah. What else was there about that story? Oh, yeah. It was also very...
Kenpachi. Sorry. You're like Rock Lee, but Kenpachi also does that.
Kenpachi?
Yeah, you're worth taking my...
from Bleach.
My eye patch
off.
You're worth using both hands.
The story was also extremely ambiguous in a good way about who the good guys and bad guys really were. I mean, every single time I read it...
Wait, I have a question.
Uh-huh?
If you're always using your offhand to fight, does that become your dominant hand?
I don't know.
The way it works out neurologically is that one hand is precise and the other hand is more for power. So, basically, if you're using your non-dominant hand, you have more power but less control. So, you might eventually develop precision.
Well, Kenpachi still fought with his dominant hand. His awesome thing was, like, did you know a sword is stronger if you use 2 hands? That was his big power-up. That's what makes Kenpachi just so stupidly awesome.
So dumb.
So dumb, but it works. It's like, oh, I can't, like, I'm about to die. I can't believe I have to use it. Kendo. He's like, what are you talking about? Did you know a sword is stronger if you use 2 hands? And the villain, whose main point was that he had skin so strong, nothing could possibly ever cut him. And so it was like, did you know a sword is strong when you use 2 hands? Of course, you dumbass. Everybody knows that. And he starts charging at him. Kenpachi, like, holds the sword 2 hands. And I was like, I don't think you do. Just brings the sword up, and just, like, one swing down, and just, like, the universe explodes.
See, I wish there could be, like, a greatest hits of Bleach, where it was just the good parts and none of the bad parts.
They need a Bleach Kai.
Yeah. And then find a place to end it.
Mm-hmm.
Before it gets bad.
So, after the, Rukiosaka. Going back,
that's mean.
Yeah, going back to Tenjo Tenge.
That's mean.
Yeah, I mean,
why Michael Jackson?
I don't know.
Like, the quote-unquote bad guy is someone who I don't view as a bad guy necessarily. He did some bad things, yes, but overall, like, the main characters are the bad guys in this. They're the ones who tried to fuck him over. They're the ones who tried to kill him. He's just like, screw it, I'm taking power because you all suck. Like, I feel for him.
He used to be the bad guy that you based your bad guy off of.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I had my own little manga story. Shame I never got a chance to do anything with that. Well, if things work out, I'll have a ghostwriter do it again for me. Anything else? Nikolai? John Kuhn?
I think that's it for this week.
Yep. Yeah. Let's go ahead.
We've had a pretty good, pretty decent amount of...
Everyone else is looking forward. Stuff. We're looking to the past.
Yeah.
Happy 2018, by the way.
Meh.
You know, actually, well, there's only a couple shows coming up this next season that...
We talked about that last week.
Look okay. Yeah, we did. The season...
Well, everyone was looking back, we were looking forward.
The season after that, though, looks pretty good.
Spring?
Yeah. Steins Gate Zero.
My Hero.
Yeah, My Hero, One Punch Man, Attack on Titan again, even though I haven't watched that.
Why haven't you watched that?
Yeah. Is that your feeling, too?
It was okay. Last season. Kind of exciting.
You were being a bitch for reasons I don't remember. Oh, because it wasn't My Hero Academia. That's why
yeah.
you were all like...
My Hero Academia was so good.
Alright. Well, let's go ahead and wrap this guy up. See you next week.
Yo. We like anime and tea. Anime and tea.
I'm so sorry.
That was my rap.
Please don't.